KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, breezy, and 52 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies this morning with areas of fog and drizzle or mist. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports 4 arrests took place over the past few weeks. Last Thursday, 26-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Audubon was arrested for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. On October 17th, 25-year-old Tyler Lee Carter of Audubon was arrested for child endangerment. On October the 8th, 23-year-old Kane William Hedrick of Audubon was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. And on that same day, 21-year-old Andrew Jason Holmes of Audubon was arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Police in Creston say 5 people were arrested over the past 4 days. Early this morning, 39-year-old Jeremy King of Creston was arrested at around 12:12 a.m. on Cromwell Road for interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and possession of meth. King was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. He was also served 2 Union County warrants for failure to appear on domestic abuse assault and violation of a protection order. King was being held in the jail while awaiting a bond hearing on those charges. Also arrested at the same time and location was 37-year-old Michael Waddingham of Orient. He was charged with driving under suspension and later released on $300 bond. At around 4:50 a.m. Sunday, Creston police arrested 50-year-old Robert Embry of Urbandale for OWI second offense. He was later released on $2,000 bond. Saturday night, 28-year-old Christopher DeBord of Mount Air was arrested in Creston for driving while revoked and later released on $1,000 bond. Earlier in the day, Saturday, officers with the Creston PD arrested 46-year-old Parrish Ellis of Shenandoah on Taylor County warrants for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving while denied, suspended, or revoked. Ellis was later released on a $300 bond. 2 Creston residents have reported recent incidents of theft. Creston police say a resident in the 600 block of West Mills Street reported Thursday that sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. that day, someone took a tote from the back of a vehicle parked outside the residence. The tote contained camouflage bibs, a camo jacket, other miscellaneous hunting apparel, calls, and hunting knives. The loss was estimated at $420. And Friday morning, a resident of the 1300 block of West Mills Street told police that sometime on October 11th, someone took a prepaid Motorola cell phone, a Samsung cell phone, Toshiba laptop computer, and prescription medication from her home. The loss was estimated at $250. Elsewhere in state news, a man accused of stealing a police badge from the lobby of the Charles City Police Department has pleaded guilty. Isaiah Weber entered the plea Friday to misdemeanor charge of theft and criminal mischief. He is scheduled to be sentenced November 7th. Police say officers found the badge among guns, drugs, and drug-related items that have been seized during a search of a Charles City home. The Iowa National Guard says it will close its Algona Readiness Center next spring. Officials say the unit based there and the about 90 soldiers assigned there will be moving to Camp Dodge in Johnston. The unit is Battery B, 1st Battalion, 194th Field Artillery. Officials say the Algona facility is the 13th to be closed as part of a statewide National Guard consolidation and facilities upgrade program. The 20,400-square-foot Algona facility was built in 1994. It'll be turned over to the city for its use. 3 Iowa Supreme Court justices who helped to legalize gay marriage in the state 7 years ago will face voters on November the 8th for the first time since the ruling, but they are refusing to campaign for their jobs because they argue the courts should remain above politics. Chief Justice Mark Cady and Justices Daryl Hecht and Brent Appel need a simple majority of votes to remain on the bench. They're among 7 justices to rule unanimously in 2009 that same-sex couples must be allowed to marry in Iowa. 3 others were removed from the bench in 2010 after Christian conservatives spent $1 million to defeat them. A campaign that aggressive hasn't been organized this year, though. The 7th justice on the gay marriage decision received enough votes to stay in 2012. A Dubuque man who was convicted this fall of killing his 27-year-old daughter wants a new trial even before he's been sentenced. Telegraph Herald reports 63-year-old Robert Stern filed a motion for a new trial last week in the June 2015 death of Kimberly Stern. Stern's lawyers say the first trial was unfair because his initial statements to police and certain crime scene photos were allowed to be presented. Prosecutors had argued Stern killed his daughter, who was autistic, because he was tired of caring for her. Authorities say he shot her in their home 17 times, using 3 revolvers, striking her 15 times. Stern is scheduled to be sentenced on November the 7th. He's facing a mandatory sentence of life in prison for first-degree murder. A pair of automakers will pay the state of Iowa $1.4 million to settle claims that those companies misrepresented fuel economy ratings for some of their vehicles. The case involves Kia and Hyundai vehicles from 2011, 12, and 13. Jeff Greenwood, a spokesperson for the Iowa Attorney General's office, says prosecutors believe the automakers deliberately overstated fuel efficiencies of several of their cars.
We also allege that many consumers made their purchasing decisions based on the window stickers and based on what they saw in these advertisements that the vehicles got better mileage than they actually did.
The fuel economy claims came at a time when gasoline prices were at historically high levels. This agreement follows a similar deal that led to payments to owners of Kia and Hyundai vehicles.
In 2012, the companies announced that consumers who bought the cars could get lifetime reimbursement for the vehicles. A year later, they also announced a one-time lump sum payment option. The companies contacted consumers directly regarding those programs.
The company's $1.4 million payment to Iowa will go to the state's Consumer Education and Litigation Fund. Overall, the companies are paying $41.2 million to 33 states and the District of Columbia. A developing La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean could impact Iowa's winter weather, as well as the Midwest and the Northern Plains. Climatologist Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub in Ames, says the consensus points to a cold and snowy for the upcoming winter, which isn't exactly a stretch of the imagination.
That is every winter in the Northern Plains, and a lot of it then becomes, you know, how much snow do you have on the ground? Because when you carry snow cover for a period of time, it allows that cold to set in and stay cold longer. If you don't carry much snow cover along, then you'll kind of bounce back and forth between the warm and the cold.
A La Nina pattern occurs when the Pacific Ocean surface temperatures drop below long-term normals, and that has an effect on climate trends in North America. Toddy says the predictions include the possibility of a more active storm track for our region.
If you have a more active storm pattern, you're going to have highs and lows coming through on a more frequent basis. So that would allow you to bounce back and forth fairly regularly. You know, so far that's kind of been the way we've been this fall, although overall we've still been warmer than average.
Toddy says the forecast into mid-November indicates above normal to much above normal temperatures for most of the northern plains. The news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.